9-year-old Emma Hernandez should be getting ready for fourth grade. But on Monday, this little girl was killed by three dogs as she rode her bike near her Detroit home. The dog's owner has been arrested and is expected to be charged today by the Wayne County prosecutor. The three pit bulls are expected to be euthanized. Emma's hideous death has put the spotlight on the problem of dangerous dogs, careless owners, and the City of Detroit's animal control operations. We began with Detroit News editorial page editor Nolan Finley, who wrote an editorial titled "Detroit Must Rid Itself of Killer Dogs." Nolan, you write the city has a problem with pit bulls. Where do you think the city should focus its efforts to prevent future attacks?
I don't think the focus should be entirely on pit bulls. It should be on dogs in general, and the way the way they're being treated in Detroit and bred in Detroit, and the irresponsible ownership of animals in Detroit. And I think there are a lot of issues to consider there. I mean, you have dogs that are chained up all day, serving as watchdogs, supposedly not socialized, not used to the interacting with people, not used to high stress situations, and then when they get loose and encounter that, they act like dogs act. I mean, they're wild animals. You have dogs being taken away from their mothers too early and misused and abused. So there are a lot of problems. I think the problem is as much with ownership, the owners, as it is with the dogs. You hear from people all the time who say, my pit bull is loving and wonderful, mm-hmm. and yet you have all these incidents in Detroit with pit bulls.
And as you do write, it should be prompt a sweep of the entire city to round up and destroy
right.
every dangerous dog. So dangerous dogs
true.
Of any breed?
All breeds.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got dogs sitting out there and you see it all the time, chained to a post, sitting on top of a little doghouse or a little platform of some sort, no grass, mm-hmm. feces all around it, you know,
yeah.
dogs in horrible conditions who will react terribly to stressful situations they're not used to processing.
Nolan, you're hard on Mayor Mike Duggan, on Police Chief James Craig, mm-hmm. and Governor Whitmer for not going to the scene of this young girl's death. A lot of kids in Detroit are dying from violence of all kinds.
Why
should this case get more specific attention from our leaders?
Because of the horror of it. I mean, can you imagine what she suffered in those last minutes of her life? Mm-hmm. This child was eaten by dogs on a major American city. And if you're outside of Detroit reading about this, hearing about this, what's your impression of a city where this happens? Not just once, but twice in 3 years. And then you've had other people attacked and maimed and mauled by dogs. What image does that create in your mind about this city? They should be on in that neighborhood today, or they should have been there yesterday, saying, we're going to make sure this doesn't happen again. Happened 3 years ago with 4-year-old Xavier Strickland, got eaten in front of his mother by 4 pit bulls. And the city then said, this kind of thing shouldn't happen again. And here we are, because nothing has changed. Animal control is still understaffed, still open only 10 to 3 every day. And you try to call the number now and see if you get an answer. You get a busy signal. And so we have this menace in our community that we're not taking seriously. Kids are going to be walking to school here in a couple of weeks, and I mentioned that in the column.
Yeah.
And you talk to mothers, and they're terrified on behalf of sending their children out on the sidewalks because there are so many dangerous dogs in the city.
Nolan, you write, and I'm going to quote you here, if we can shrug and go on this time, if her death becomes a one-day story, if nothing is done to make sure our children are safe from killer dogs, then we can't call ourselves a civilized city. That reads a lot like something we would have read after a shooting. What, if anything, do you see as the difference between banning dogs or restricting dogs or restricting guns?
You know, you look at the viciousness of this, and, I mean, she wasn't swimming in an ocean and a shark got her. She wasn't in, you know, the wilds of the mountains and a cougar got her. She was riding her bike on the streets of a major city, and dogs tore her apart. I guess the viciousness of this, I think it's a disgrace that this could happen.
But bullets fly through alleys, too. And it's vicious.
But they fly through every city, you know. And of course, the random shootings, the drive-by shootings, also should disgrace us. But there's something in my mind particularly heinous about a child being pulled from a bicycle and torn apart and eaten alive. I mean, that's beyond my comprehension.
But do you feel that there's any way to effectively regulate dog ownership or regulate dangerous dogs that does not involve rounding them up?
I think there are a lot of dogs that should be rounded up. But I think we have ordinances on the books. We have a lot of ordinances already. We have a lot of laws in place. You mentioned guns earlier. It's similar to the fact that we have a lot of gun laws in place. They do no good unless we enforce them. And we're not, you know, dogs are supposed to be registered in Detroit. They're not. There's a law on the books in Detroit that a dog can't be chained in the yard more than 3 hours at a time. Who's enforcing that law? Nobody. We have plenty of laws. We just don't enforce them.
Detroit News editorial page editor Nolan Finley. Nolan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.
We turn now to Teresa Sumter, director and founder of the Detroit Pit Crew Dog Rescue. This group picks up strays from Detroit and Highland Park. Teresa, you know very well what happened to little Emma Hernandez this week, and then in 2015, 4-year-old Xavier Strickland, both children attacked and killed by pit bulls. Nolan Finley of the Detroit News is calling for a sweep of the city and a crackdown on dangerous dogs and careless owners. Now we got people on social media weighing in. For instance, one post, someone said, I'm tired of hearing about what gentle, wonderful dogs they are. They're not. They're bred for fighting. What do you think about all of this?
Well, I think that this is not a breed problem. I think that this is definitely a people problem.
And why do you say that?
Well, I mean, we work in a city that is home to, you know, thousands and thousands of dogs. Obviously, it's a very large city. It's 139 square miles. It's home to 672,000 people. I would say conservatively, there's at least 250,000 dogs with owners in the city of Detroit, and probably 90% of those are pit bulls. We also have thousands of pit bulls running the streets, and we do not hear about maulings on a daily basis. So we know this is not a breed problem. It is a people problem. It's a lack of enforcement, and it is a lack of response from the city. When calls do come through and stating that these are vicious dogs, these dogs need to be removed, or something needs to be done, we are not getting the response necessary to ensure the safety of the community.
Nolan mentioned that, too, about phones just ringing and ringing and going unanswered.
That's correct.
And he is calling out city leaders and even the governor to take action so we don't have another child lost to a dangerous dog. What should the city be doing that it's not?
There's just so many problems in the city of Detroit, but we really need to have more enforcement. And I mean, I myself get calls about dogs that are out vicious, running around, own dogs that are scaring the community. When I turn those over to Detroit Animal Care and Control, or DACC, and I send them an email and I say, hey, there is an issue here. Can you guys please respond to this? You know, our organization is not set up to pick up vicious dogs. We're here to pick up stray dogs that are injured or sick. We need your assistance on this. We can't even get a response from them. I have police officers contacting us to say, hey, we need help coming and getting these vicious dogs because Detroit Animal Care and Control is not responding. I have police officers calling and telling me that they have picked up dogs and brought the dogs over to DACC and nobody will answer the door. And they are supposed to be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to the police department. So what are we supposed to do with this? And who do we blame? Right now you have DACC, an organization that's supposed to be run by the city. It has no leader. There's no director right now at Detroit Animal Care and Control, nor do they have a vet on staff. So who is running this place? Who is in charge of making sure that these calls are going through and being properly responded to? There is nobody. And then when we move up the chain to the health department, because DACC is under the command of the health department, you have nobody in charge there. It's like, where do you even go with this? If you're a regular citizen and you live in the city of Detroit and you do have vicious dogs running around and you call animal control, first of all, if they even pick up, they'll tell you they have a 48 to 72 hour response time. And maybe they will and maybe they won't show up. By then, what kind of damage have those animals done?
And Nolan Finley talked about this cultural problem in Detroit around these dangerous dogs. And you are out there, Teresa Sumter, in the alleys, in the yards, in the streets. What do you think? What do you see?
I see a lot of irresponsible owners. I have turned in numerous people and said, these dogs are not in a good situation. This is not good for the community. Can I please get some help here? And it is extremely difficult to get any assistance in these situations. you know, when people call me now, I say, well, if the dog is chasing people or if you're fearful of the dog, please call 911. Don't even call animal control. Call 911, and hopefully they have the time to respond. But, you know, this is the city of Detroit. So in Detroit, you have other issues going on that present community, you know, risks, and so those officers have to respond to the most urgent cases first. So we all understand that. And they're not in charge of picking up vicious dogs. That is animal control. And Detroit Animal Care and Control failed this little girl and her family tremendously. My heart is broken for her and her family.
What do you hope might come out of this tragedy of Emma Hernandez?
Well, I would like to see more enforcement. I would like to see that when we know that there are dogs that are vicious, that they are removed. And it's not the breed. Look, there's all sorts of breeds of dogs in the city of Detroit. I see a lot of vicious dogs. It is not just pit bulls. And when we know that a dog presents a danger, that needs to be addressed by the proper authorities.
Teresa Sumter, director, founder of the Detroit Pit Crew Dog Rescue. Teresa, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
We received a statement from Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan's office that reads, in part, I quote here, "It is not acceptable to have dangerous animals loose on the streets of Detroit. DPD and Animal Control are reviewing the entire issue to make certain the city will do everything possible to prevent this type of tragedy from ever occurring again."